Hello and welcome to another movie roast. I'm your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. I'm here with Brian, you can find on Twitter at Pure Rock Fury. And we're here with Mike, you can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find all of our written reviews at reviewandroast.com. And you can find all of our podcasts at comicroast.com. Today, we're going to be discussing with you the latest in the DCU. Right? Instead of the MCU? No? Whatever. Justice League movie that just came out yesterday. Well, as of our recording, came out yesterday, technically. But we saw it on Thursday because, you know, we get special deals and stuff with... No, we don't. We just bought tickets like everyone else.
Full price.
Full price, yeah. Yeah, that's how we roll. Mm-hmm. So, without any further ado, it was good. See you guys next week. I mean, obviously, you hate to compare it to the Avengers movie because it's been so long and it's, you know, totally different heroes or whatever, different company. But you kind of have to, I suppose. But
I mean, only in the fact that it's an ensemble movie.
Right. I think, I mean, you guys can obviously disagree with me if you want, but I'd say about 85 to 90% of that movie, I was just thinking, where's the Aquaman movie?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they actually, I think they set it up pretty well to make sure that they do have one because the whole Mira scene.
Yeah.
Mira, who is Aquaman's wife in the comics, is actually not his wife in this movie.
Yep.
I mean, no spoilers, but that's a spoiler, I guess. But the way they set it up in the previews.
Well, anyone who knows who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because most people don't know.
And if you don't, you probably
Mira.
Don't care. Right. Care, so, but they sort of set it up with. In the previews, there was kind of this whole thing like, oh, like Amber Heard's playing Mira. It's going to be awesome. And like, what, 6 minutes? Was it that long on screen?
You think it was that long? I was thinking like two.
I don't think it was.
She got more on screen time than a Green Lantern.
Yeah.
Tell you that much.
But that was still more on screen time than I thought a Green Lantern was going to get.
I mean, I get it, but like 4 seconds was pretty short.
Yeah. Dude, here's the problem. At this point, I think DC is damned if they do and damned if they fucking don't.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can literally not do anything right now. It doesn't really matter.
People rag on pretty much all comic book movies at this point.
Kind of, but I mean, everybody... I mean, Marvel is just endeared no matter what. I mean, unless they straight up bomb a movie.
Which we haven't seen yet.
There's a couple. Not
they haven't bombed
ones.
Any, but they've put out a lot of movies that
Iron
I
Man
feel
2,
are just like
Thor 2.
Like, yeah, it was
not
cool,
good,
but it wasn't, you know what I mean? Like the best.
Mm. Yeah, but they can't do any wrong. And you know, for all the Rotten Tomatoes hate for this movie, I was checking it on IMDb, and the average user ratings is 7.7.
Yeah, I was going to say the IMDb score is almost an 8.
That's
and the
pretty
thing,
good.
The thing about it, like
Doctor Strange is a 7.5.
If I had to rate them in terms of just epic scale epicness, this one was kind of medium weight. But if I was going to compare it, say, to Avengers, Avengers felt epic. This kind of didn't. This just felt like a Justice League story pulled out of a bunch of Justice League stories. I'm not knocking the movie at all because it didn't. In my opinion, not everything needs to be super epic scale, like planet saving type of. This was just the Justice League found out about a thing and they went
saving.
And. I mean, it was, but it wasn't like the Battle of New York. It was the battle of a fucking village that's basically non-existent.
Yeah,
at this
even
point.
Better, man. You know what? You know what I hate is, I hate when it's like, come on, you literally picked fucking Sokovia up and dropped it. That's the dumbest
well,
thing
that's
I've ever
where
seen
I was,
in my life.
That's where I was going. Like,
you trashed New York to a pile of rubble at the expense of millions of lives.
Age of Ultron was a ginormous, epic. Loud movie and it was just okay.
Yeah,
this movie was a little more compact. It had a like a distinct villain. There wasn't like you know, like he said, millions of people running for their lives. There's a couple of villagers here and there scattered.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, and Justice League, they came in, they did what they do. They each got to show their individual abilities and how they are their individual strengths and weaknesses and how they play off one another. And they cleaned up and then they said, see you later. We're the Justice League. Da-da-da. And that was it.
Yeah, honestly, I think they did it quite well. Again, and what do you expect? Because here we have it. You have six characters, a few of which have been fleshed out. Three solidly have not at all.
And it basically went in with the assumption, like, you already know the backstory, at least part of it. You don't need to have the four-hour introduction to why Barry Allen's the Flash. Right. Woo! You're like, you've seen the TV show. Your friend reads the comics. You got the shirt. Just fucking, you played Injustice. Just, you already know what happened. We don't need to discuss this.
And I think that it does leave them the opportunity to go back and get them some solo movies, which I think is a great idea. Obviously, an Aquaman sometime after this event movie would be fantastic, because basically, at this point, they alluded that he's actually not the king of Atlantis right now either. He's just doing his thing at the village, which is cool. I'm cool with it. And again, most of these movies always take some type of liberties with your, let's call it, official origin story. So anyone that says any different is an idiot, and I don't know what you're talking about. So every Marvel character has had an skewed origin from their actual origin. Some very, very close, but still. I mean, it's 2017. You can update some shit.
Word.
That's all I'm saying. And then people are already hating on the parademons.
I don't know. I thought the parademons were pretty rad.
Yeah. Well, and to me, again, what I mean, every Marvel movie, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but if you want a PG-13 rating, these team-up movies have to slay legions of something. Well, it can't be Russians. You know what I mean? So it can't be humans. So they have to make some CGI bullshit so they can blow heads off. Suicide Squad did it. Everyone hated it. When Marvel does it, everyone's like, oh, cool. Aliens came down and, you know, you blew their heads off and it was just squishy. You know what I mean?
Right, so, but there was the main guy guiding that army in Loki.
In every movie.
Well, this one you had Steppenwolf, but before this movie, who's heard of Steppenwolf? Outside of the fucking band.
I mean, people.
Tons of comic book, like, deep, deep comic book.
Yeah, okay. Seriously, like,
okay, and if they Facebook, went straight to, like, somebody else, everyone's going to complain that they use, like, the Joker for the 400th.
Well, no, I'm not, by no means am I saying it, but like I was telling you a couple of weeks ago, fucking Scarecrow is an amazing villain.
He's the worst. Right.
That uses your own mind against you. Like that.
Right.
They did
but he's
a little.
Not Justice League worthy.
Why not?
Because he's a fucking the Penguin.
Especially if what's his nuts is directing, because everyone hates his, because it looks so fake anyway. Well, if you're going to do most of the movie in a dream world because of the Scarecrow, I mean, he's perfect for it.
I understand what you're saying.
Well, to me, Scarecrow works as a Batman villain, not as a Justice League villain, because he's literally just a psychiatrist who went nuts.
All right, well, who
I mean, most of Batman's people, although, are non.
Who's a big-time Justice League villain?
Brainiac.
Darkseid.
Darkseid.
Whatever you want to call him.
Who's
actually related to Steppenwolf. It's actually a real thing.
I know. They mentioned him in the movie.
Yeah, they actually reversed the relations.
To probably dig into a Justice League level villain, you have to go Superman, Wonder Woman. You have to go Green Lantern. You can't pick a Batman villain.
Yeah, really.
Were you reading the Justice League comics about a year ago with me? What was the guy that came from who they worshipped on Krypton? He came down to Earth.
Zod?
Shit. No.
No, it was the
Oa?
Was it?
Oa's the planet that the Green Lantern's
right.
from.
Yeah, it's
I don't want to go into the box and dig it out, but I kind of want to go into the box.
Are you talking about
the
werewolf Kryptonian?
No, hold on. Anyway, from the Justice League comics I was reading, they were all going up against Rao, R-O-A, I don't know, whatever. Him and his prophets came down to Earth and started nuts. They started manipulating the humans to believe in him as a god and put all their hope into him and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, Superman's like, I remember this dude. Because he came to Krypton and some shit happened and whatever. Case may be, you know. I don't know. I mean, and it was the same thing with.
So you're saying you hate Steppenwolf?
Not hate. I just like feel like, okay, for your first big group up movie, you should have used somebody that most people know.
I think nobody knows anybody that is a DC comic
Here's the
villain except for, unless it's a Batman villain.
Right.
basically.
Or nobody's a major, major Superman villain.
We already tried Lex Luthor and everybody fucking shit themselves.
This, to me, was a combination of Zack Snyder basically swinging his comic book dick around going, look at what I know. I read New Gods when it came out. Woo! Combined with Warner Brothers trying to be like, hey, we have a deep bench of like characters and lore and stories too. We're not, you know, we're not chasing Marvel. We came 20 years prior to them, and people like to think like, oh, DC's been copying Marvel forever. DC existed for like 20 plus years before Marvel was even an idea.
I don't know. I actually like Steppenwolf.
For all the reviews that were like, oh, this guy, he looks like a billy goat in a Viking helmet.
No, he looked awesome and he was a badass, but like, they didn't fight him all that much. They fought his stupid flying fucking mosquito humans.
Those are the parademons.
Yeah.
But to me,
that's what's going to happen when Darkseid comes. They're going to be fighting parademons the whole time.
I felt like that was the appetizer. The main course is coming in the next movie. Or the next movies. But
here's what I don't want to happen, though. I'm getting tired of them beating villains outright on both sides.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Like, you can't keep killing all the fucking villains, man. This is stupid. In my opinion.
And that's like, actually the girl that wrote...
Yeah, they have to get away. They always get away.
Well, I mean...
So that they can make a return
I'm not
later.
Saying, like, yeah, it's got to be exactly like... But, yeah, like, you keep bringing all these... Even, you know, in the shows, in all the Marvel movies, you know, they get to that final thing and they kill the bad guys. Like seriously, you can't just kill the Joker every time you have him in a fucking movie. You know what I mean? Like, he's not supposed to die. Like, that's what I thought they did good with Batman vs. Superman. You know, Lex went to jail. You know he's getting out. You know what I mean? Like, that's what these guys do. They lock him up. They don't kill him every goddamn time. You know what I'm saying? They lock him up. They get out again. And then we have some shenanigans.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just... So, whatevs.
You know what? I do want to mention, before we get into the meat and potatoes of, you know, what we liked, didn't like, and all that shit. All right. It's been 60 years now since, you know, the Wonder Woman movie and this, right?
60 years?
50?
What are you talking about?
What movie?
The Wonder Woman movie in World War II and the Justice League movie that is right now. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking like, dude, Wonder Woman was like 4 months ago.
Like,
what are you
talking
about?
Like,
no,
Carter,
timing.
Wonder
like,
Woman
I'm
movie.
Just saying, like,
oh, okay.
When they were slaughtered on the beach in Wonder Woman,
that was
these,
World War
when
I,
these
actually.
People showed up with guns,
yeah.
They didn't progress. Why
are
you
talking
still,
about Amazonians?
Yeah, right? Why are they still using bow and arrow? Like, why haven't you progressed at all in the last...
Because they don't need to.
What, do you want them to look like the Terminator?
They don't need to. Steppenwolf walked in there and just took the box for nothing. They
he
ran.
Didn't just take it for nothing.
He
I mean,
pretty much
they
did.
They put up a decent fight.
No, they didn't. They passed it around like hot fucking
yeah,
potato.
Again, he's not just some dude with a gas mask on.
They're the ones
he's
that
a,
locked
he's,
him
he's
up
a,
in the first place.
He's an eternal entity. Yeah, with the help of all the stuff.
I know.
It wasn't just three Amazonians that
I know.
Out
I feel like they should have put up more of a fight, and I feel like the
if
Atlanteans should have put up more of a fight.
Right, but none of them beat them solo before. It was the Amazonians, the Atlanteans, and the humans
they
all
had
together.
To beat, I'm not saying they had to beat the guy down, but he literally walked through them.
That's the point. Okay, so the Amazonians almost beat him. Now you'd be sitting here complaining that he's not a tough enough villain.
No, because he gets stronger as he gathers the mother boxes. He
I'm
was fucking
saying.
Top dog right out of the fucking gate.
He's supposed to be.
Yeah, he's kind of supposed to be.
Then what's the point of gathering the mother boxes? Oh, wait, because it makes him stronger.
Because that
no,
brings something
back,
even more powerful than him.
Yeah, I know.
It was the whole entity story.
Yeah.
Or eternity.
Yeah, because he kept saying, like, mother's coming or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I know.
I don't know. I mean, again, I think for me, having read all the reviews that basically said he's the worst thing in the movie,
oh, God,
and
no.
After seeing the movie, I was like, okay, again, to do the Age of Ultron comparison, Ultron was like the product of like the Iron Man program, and then there were all these generic robot villain sidekicks that he had. Just mm-hmm. And at one point, it just looked like silver things flying back and forth. And it was like, Ultron himself is not the greatest villain, but these sidekicks of his are just plain nothings.
Right.
At least Steppenwolf like had some sort of presence tied to maybe Greek mythology or even just random comic book mythology. And the parademons had like a persona about them, even if it was just a generic monster persona.
And they weren't complete pussies.
No, I mean, they ate the dude.
Right, I almost feel like they put up more of a fight than he did.
Yeah, not like in most of the movies where, you know, Suicide Squad, Age of Ultron, even the first Avengers, you know, the New York battle, you know, all them aliens or whatever, what have you, they're normally just getting mowed down like they ain't nothing.
Yeah,
these guys at least had to take, you had to punch them twice.
Yeah, and the thing was, they didn't, like, beat Steppenwolf down for the count. They basically just put him on the defensive to where he felt fear just long enough for the parademons to basically gang up and eat him,
mm-hmm.
which was like, oh, that was neat. I didn't see that coming. That was, I mean, not saying like, oh my God, it's like the reveal of the year, but it was like, oh, that's a nice twist on things. They didn't just go for the cheap Superman punches a hole through his chest and it's movie's over. Woo! It was like they had to kind of use their combined abilities to wear him down enough to where he was like, oh shit, I'm in a fight here. I ain't just going to win this thing. Like, I have to actually do some stuff. And that, like, doubt went through his mind long enough for the parademons to be like, food, let's eat this guy.
And I might be, like, a little biased because I actually, 100% of the time I go to see any comic book recent movie, I go in with plans on enjoying it. I have to be physically disappointed on purpose. Like, somebody has to go out of their way to actually, for me to be like, that was the fucking thing I ever saw. So, having said that, I'm not saying I liked Lex Luthor in Batman vs. Superman. I'm not saying I loved Doomsday, but I get it. I get what they're trying to do. Again, if these people all come in here and they give you the same old dribble, that's what you're going to complain about now.
Dribble.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, this guy's too much like Christopher Reeves. Who's he think he is? Oh, he's not like Christopher Reeves at all. Who's he think he is? Oh, he's too brooding. Who's he think he is? Oh, he's too campy. Who's he think he is? Nobody like Brandon Routh. You know what I mean? Like, come on, guys. At some point in time, same with, I mean, I know Jared Leto ain't nobody's favorite Joker. But in 2017, an underground crime lord probably going to be kind of pimping. Sorry. I hate to admit it, but you're not getting Cesar Romero in this day and age.
I actually wouldn't mind that.
No, that it would be, it would be amazing.
And that is kind of amazing. That is kind of what DC is up against, is they have, where Marvel pretty much was animated up until the early 2000s. It was all animated shows. They had the made for TV movies that no one really watched, or they watched and they went, "Oh God, this is bad." But they didn't have like big budget like theater movies until 15, 16 years ago, whereas DC, they had the serials in the 40s. And then they had the Superman TV show in the 50s. They had the Batman in the 60s. They had Wonder Woman in the 70s. The Superman movie in the late 70s. And they've had consistent live-action actors playing these characters for people to sit there and go, well, that's my Superman. That's my Batman. That's my Joker. So, like, Marvel doesn't have that problem yet because there hasn't been any other Iron Man than Robert Downey Jr. So there is truthfully, I think Neil Patrick Harris is my Iron Man. Like, that's coming. Mm-hmm. Get ready for that in 15 years. But, you know, Marvel has been coasting on the fact that they've had the same dudes and females playing these characters from day one. And when they reboot these characters, they're going to run into that. It's inevitable because people are amazingly fucking, they have too much free time.
And, you know, and as a side note to this, Marvel is awesome. Don't forget, like, they completely botched The Incredible Hulk.
Twice.
You know what I'm saying?
Twice.
Like, horribly.
They had to take one of their most recognizable characters and reduce him to a sidekick because that's the only way it works now.
Yeah. I mean, and again, actually, I didn't really love the
The Eric Bana one?
Yeah, not by comparison to anything else.
It was standalone,
I was like, man, I guess I like movies, so I'll watch it. But yeah, it would not make anything. It wouldn't make my top 30 list. You know what I mean? If there's 30,
it wouldn't make my top 30 Hulk movie list.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So I mean, everyone's so willing to forgive them because Guardian of the Galaxy rules, and because Thor Ragnarok just kicked ass. Like, and they did.
And their pre-2008 attempts at most of their characters were also terrible.
Yeah.
Charlie Cox gets a huge pass for Daredevil because Ben Affleck, was fucking horrible.
Oh, yeah.
There was no, Ben Affleck was pretty good. The movie just kind of was, it was like, no, Ben Affleck looks like he's ready to fucking cash out and go to bed.
Yeah, there was nothing good about that movie. Well, actually, and Ben Affleck wasn't the worst part of that movie. The worst part of that movie was that then they made an Elektra movie. That was the worst part of that movie, to be honest, because that should have never happened either. And now that they have Elodie Young playing Elektra, she's actually, I love her.
There you go.
I want to kiss her lips.
Sure.
In her face.
Anywho, Justice League movie.
Yep.
Let's get down to what some of the stuff that we really liked about it. And I'm going to go right off the bat and be pleasantly surprised as I was and say that The Flash was awesome.
Yes, he was.
I think that's you and everybody in the world.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, I've seen it in the trailers. I've seen a couple of the scenes. But, like, it was amazing how fucking much I liked him. He was between the scene where... Like, he's running around that thing, and he fucking boops the sword.
That was actually dope.
Or when he's running, and Superman's like,
no, that might be the best.
The look on his face was the best thing about that movie.
That might be the best speedster scene. That might be killing Quicksilver for me from X-Men.
Between that scene and the scene where he first gets into the Batcave and he's fucking zipping around everywhere, like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, look at this cave.
Holy shit.
It's like a Batcave.
Right?
And then he like ends up. Where did he end up? Like in a Batmobile. Like, yeah. Oh my God!
And they're like Barry.
I think if you go back and
watch, I really like that suit.
Pretty dope, actually. And again, I hated everything about what they were about to do with him. And it's kind of like the good old days of when they first cast Ben Affleck, and I was like, oh God, Jesus Christ. And then I thought about it, and I'm like, I think he's gonna be awesome. And I think I'm still right. And same with The Flash. I still had my doubts up until day before yesterday, to be honest.
I actually hate the suit.
Really? I actually kind of like
it. I don't like the way it looks all like 21st segmented. Century clunky robot suit. I like the streamlined Barry Allen suit on the TV show.
Well, the one on TV
show. And I like the show a lot still.
Yeah, I do.
But now I'm like, man, he's making the other Barry Allen look like Fallout Boy crying, whining constantly. Why won't Iris marry me?
Well, that's the problem with the Flash and Arrow TV show right now, and Supergirl, to be honest, is they have to pull that love story bullshit and bring all that baloney into it to keep the tweens watching. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And I don't mean
and that. And I like Grant Gustin, too. I think he's really good.
Yeah. Oh, I think he's...
The Screen Rants... trailers or whatever for that show. Holy cow! Between
hilarious.
The fucking head shakes and the fucking
God,
crying.
Yeah. it's worth.
And realistically, when you think about it, it's the entire ensemble that makes that show. It's not because Cisco is a huge part of why I love Flash.
Huge.
Yeah.
And then
Killer Frost right now, or Caitlin, she's killing it for me.
Anywho, back to Justice League.
Nah. But no, just by way of comparison, I was like, I hate this kid. I don't know why he's the Flash. Everything sucks. My life is over. And then I saw the movie, and I'm like, man, I still hate that suit, but this guy is killing me right now.
Yeah, actually, that guy, I kind of like the suit, I kind of liked that Batman came in, and he was like, oh, that's like this kind of this shit. I get it. You know what I mean? So it kind of like tied in like,
I don't know, who do you think I am? That stuff's on spaceships, kid.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. And again, I'm going to go right into my part is, and there's 10 other things I like a lot, but I need to address it right away. Everybody's saying that Ben Affleck like gave up on this movie, and I personally didn't see it.
No.
And I think people that go digging for bones are going to find them. So I think people are just trying to hate.
Actually, honestly. I honestly like Brian's explanation better than anything, you know?
What?
The guy with no sense of humor who is trying to fucking find one. Now that for the first time in forever, he has to work with people.
Right.
Yeah, and he has to work with people that are not even arguably, they are genetically better than him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
and they're all like cracking jokes and like, hey, go fuck yourself. And he's all like, I've never been around people that do this. What do I do? Should I smile? Is this a smile?
why do these guys think it's a big joke? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's because they can't die.
Dick Grayson's not this funny. What the fuck? I need new friends.
Well, someone in this house should be.
No, but I mean, Ben Affleck, arguably of all the Batmen, and they've all been this way, was the most humorless prick there was. Mm-hmm. So here he is at like middle age, finally confronted with people that are like, you know, not so like serious all the time because they don't have to be. I could pick up a shark and throw it at your fucking house.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Just a couple of times when he's got the mask on and he's trying to smirk, I'm just like, God, he looks so fucking like confused. Like, I don't know how to act human.
Yeah, but I think that's exactly. Beep, boop,
beep. And he even said it. He even said it in the movie. Like, Superman's the most human of all of us.
Yeah. I think he was on par.
I think that choice was done on purpose. I don't think he's like, get me out of this. I mean, maybe he is. Maybe he is like, get me out of this. But
no, but
he didn't seem that way to me.
There was that whole scene. Okay. There's an entire scene, spoilers, where he basically literally plans on losing his life to buy the team time. Yeah, he's going to be dismal.
Yeah, he's a little upset.
He's not supposed to be, he's not skipping into the sunset here. Like, yeah, he's about to be mauled to death by parademons. You know what I mean? Like, hey guys. Catch you on the other side.
Yeah, this is a guy in the last movie who's having dreams of, like you said, Desert Storm Batman, where he's like trading arms with the, you know, Libyans and stuff, coming out with the freaking coat, being attacked by parademons. Yeah, so he's not exactly like, oh man, I just had this rad dream. I was on a game show, and this guy came. He doesn't like skip down
totally
the street.
We were totally going to win. It was going to be all six of us at Denny's.
Yeah.
Like, no.
He's not skipping down the street, fist bumping people, going, hey, finger guns, boom.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you put it into the context of the movie, again, like, people are acting, obviously, and they have to act how that character should be feeling right now. Just because Barry doesn't know any better because he's never done battle, you know what I mean? Like, that's him. Wonder Woman's been alive for a couple hundred years now. Superman is pretty sure that he's back and ain't going no place.
Yeah.
Aquaman's badass, so whatever. You know what I mean? Like, those guys are obviously less concerned. I mean, they need to do things for a reason, but yeah, they're pretty certain they're gonna make it out. Oh, except for Aquaman when he's sitting on the lasso of truth.
That was awesome.
That was probably my favorite thing.
I mean, let's face it, we're all gonna die.
Of what actually is my favorite
thing. That's an honorable way to die.
Hey, you don't even have any powers. Pretty sure that guy's working for the enemy, and you're really, really hot. Oh, and you're tripping over your own feet.
And his feet, and my feet. The best was like, when Bruce Wayne first went to go meet Aquaman, and he was just like, you dress like a bat.
Yeah.
Like, you're a numbat. And then he sees him later, he's like, dress like a bat. I dig it.
He's actually, again, that's one of those things. I mean, we don't need to get to that now, but all of my dislikes are going to be not enough of this, that, or the other thing, to be honest.
Well, let's go with the...
With the likes?
Yeah.
Well, you're still liking stuff.
I mean...
I still got more, too, but...
Do I have to spoil it?
Spoiler.
It's clunky-ish, and I say ish because, I mean, whatever. It's a movie about superheroes, and these are not Marvel superheroes that are like, oh, I was a human, then I got attacked by a bomb, and now I'm the bomb guy. It's like, oh, I'm from another planet. So am I. I'm from underwater. Superman's return was handled a little clunkily, but whatever. Who cares? Mm-hmm. You can't do this movie without him. It's not possible. And it's a super small thing, but it was like 4-year-old me went, fuck yeah! At the very end, when he was in between the two buildings and he opened his shirt and went through the alley, I was like, fuck yes. That's what I wanted to see since I saw Superman 2 in the theater when I was 5 years old. Yeah. I wanted to see Clark Kent look around, and then fucking bust open the shirt, and there's the big ass, and then go, oh fuck, somebody's getting it. Because I know a lot of people like to bag on Superman, but...
I'm one of them.
Well... One more, I guess.
Without Superman, none of this exists.
No, Superman's awesome in this movie and the previous movies.
And I mean Marvel, DC, Image, none of it.
Yeah. The other thing I really thought was done pretty well in this movie, like, even like when you have the Avengers movies, there were definitely your frontline Avengers and then the back guys who got a little bit of screen time.
Right, Hawkeye.
In this movie...
Black
Everybody was like equally a part of the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. There's only five of them. It's not like there was fucking...
There were
like,
six.
You know what I mean? There's not as many as there were in like Avengers, I guess, maybe. But everyone had equal screen time, which I thought was kind of awesome. I mean, it was kind of... I was a little bit disappointed in... I guess we'll segue right into what we didn't like. I was slightly disappointed that Cyborg was still just, like, kind of figuring his shit out. Like, he didn't know all of his capabilities. Mm-hmm. It would have been cooler if he was, like, a badass and, like, doing, like, boom tubes and stuff. But I thought it was kind of neat to see his, like, beginnings,
I
guess.
To be honest, I think that that's part of the whole Aquaman's not King of Atlantis yet,
yeah.
nor married to Mira. We got some room here. Barry just became the Flash shortly ago. He didn't even, now he just at the end of this movie, spoilers again, not really a big spoiler, he is just getting his job at the police department,
right.
which is his job he's had for the last 10 years in real life.
Right.
You know, so I think that that's...
Real life?
Yeah, real... whenever I tell people about real life, in the comic books. So, so I think that that's where they're doing with, like, Cyborg, because you'll if you recall at the end, too, then his... He was changing his form as well to more yeah. relate to the comic form.
It's like it was kind of weird. Like every time
people were bagging on that too.
Because well, he kind of he has the same power source as the mother boxes. Mm-hmm. So as he was trying to separate the three mother boxes by you know intertwining with them, it was almost like he was being upgraded, which right. I thought was kind of
plus.
And I don't know if that was the point or if that was just something my head put together, but that I thought
I think
again,
it's both of those things actually
was kind of. There's a lot more going on in this movie than I think that most people realize the first time around.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, there's a predisposition when a DC movie comes out, unless it's going to be a Wonder Woman-led movie. And then there was people complaining about some of her lines, and they're like, oh, here we go. She's relegating her to the babysitter now, which I was like, okay, fine, maybe, whatever, I don't care.
Not really.
No, I don't agree, but I was like, if you see that, I can't tell you not to see it.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to even, I'm not going to have this argument even in my head.
I thought the whole arc with Wonder Woman and the, I mean the whole point of what you're saying and what people were getting at is that Batman was trying to get her to lead the team,
basically.
Which, fuck's wrong with that? You know what I'm saying?
Like, I know.
Yeah. She's here to help out. She ain't trying to be like.
Yeah, you know, but that was one of the things. You know, Batman's whole thing was, you know, hey everybody, like I hide in the shadows because I'm a piece of shit. You guys are hiding in the shadows because why? Like, get your asses out there and do some stuff and things. You guys are inspirations. I'm the vigilante dickhead that people hate. Like, that's the point of it.
Yeah.
Which I actually, honestly, the more I think about it, the more the movie actually has more depth than it appears so on the surface, which I guess is what depth means by definition. But still, I think that it did. And I think that if we see it a couple more times... I think I would even like it even more.
Yeah.
But just to wrap up my thoughts on Cyborg, I think because the character itself is a newer... The other five characters are all Golden Age characters. They're from the 30s and early 40s. Cyborg was definitely not created back then.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just based on this simple fact that he's African-American, there is no way they were going to put an African-American hero character in the comic books in the 1940s. So I think what is that late 80s, early 90s? He came around mid 80s,
no
maybe.
Yeah, I think mid early 80s actually.
Cyborg is a maybe, and maybe that's why.
But
they...
Now let me just interject a Cyborg note here. Don't forget, people, a younger generation actually are well aware of him now.
Oh yeah,
only
absolutely.
Because of the silly little cartoons that are on
and those shows.
Teen Titans and Titans Go are wildly popular.
Actually, I think Titans Go is pretty hilarious. I love that
show.
I
actually literally love that show as a stupid, dumb thing to watch. It's actually embarrassingly entertaining, to be honest. I actually laugh a lot
yeah.
at it. And I'm
And an Cyborg is one of the main reasons why the show is hilarious.
Oh, man. There's so many. Yeah, him and
Cyborg, Raven, and Beast Boy are yeah, like the three best things yeah. on that show.
Yeah.
But back to Cyborg, the real person.
Yeah.
The real guy.
Getting back to real life.
We're talking about real Cyborg now.
Yeah.
Are we talking about what we hated?
I'm not done with my favorite like.
Oh. Nailed it.
Your what?
My favorite like.
Well, get to it.
As much as I hate Superman, and I don't hate Superman like the movies, just in general as a character, blah, blah, whatever. The Superman versus Justice League fight.
Was awesome.
Was maybe the coolest thing I've seen in like a minute, and I wish it would have lasted 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't love, and I'm going to chalk it up to internal rage and adrenaline fury, was that he was so much more powerful than Wonder Woman and Aquaman. That's the only thing I didn't love about that fight scene. You know, Flash, I get it. Cyborg, kind of get it. But Wonder Woman and Aquaman together are a pretty good match for him, to be honest. But I'm going to chalk it up to I've been in a coma. I'm enraged. I'm going a little feral right now.
And they were taking it easy because they didn't want
to. Yeah, and I chalk it up to that. Yeah, they're not trying to break his fucking neck. So I get it.
Yeah.
But therein lies maybe one of the better speedster scenes of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah.
The way Superman literally like turns his slow motion head to like catch Barry running at him, and Barry's expression of holy fucking shit, he sees me.
Right. No one's
like out. And then the fight, if you remember the nuance of them kind of fighting, Barry was legit like a millisecond ahead of getting his head knocked off his shoulders, which I thought was actually super dope. Like, obviously Superman's super fast, Barry's the Flash, so he was fast enough to just not to do any damage, but just also not to get killed by Superman. So it was actually, I don't know, that whole scene was actually done super well.
And I feel like a lot of this movie was just done super well, and I think a lot of people just might have missed it.
I was just talking to my buddy who's probably going to listen to podcasts, and he's like, eh, it was meh. And I'm like, really?
Yeah, you need to mail yourself back to the theater, son.
Yeah.
I don't know who this is, but...
Yeah, he knows who he is when he listens to this.
There's something about seeing a movie a second time that sometimes like fills in some of the preconceived notions, I think. But I think on the speedster thing, the thing that I liked the most, although that fight was pretty great, was when Barry was pushing that truck with the family in it, and he's thinking, I'm nailing it. And then all of a sudden, he just kind of looks to the side, and there's Superman flying by carrying an apartment building.
With the whole apartment building full of people.
I forgot about that.
And Superman didn't even acknowledge that Barry was doing anything.
Yeah.
He just flew by. He's like, hey, there I go.
Well, and then again, that also leads to the end of the movie.
Go east. I hope this is east.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And it was,
pretty sure it's
the
east.
The only thing that could have made it better is if they both did their thing and then met up. And then Superman just patted him on the head and said, oh, you're helping too.
Nice job. Saved three people, huh? Good job. Good work. Good work, little guy.
If he just handed him a Snickers, he's like, there you go. Take a bite.
I loved it at the very end, too, when they did they kind of lined up for a unofficial race.
Yeah.
At the very end, and it was kind of funny that...
Turn him around?
Yeah, well, Superman told him, he said, what did he say, something?
Which coast?
P.S., if I win... you're out of the league?
Yeah.
Or you're off the team?
Yeah. Like,
wait, really? Yeah. Honestly, I think they brought the right amount of comedy with Aquaman and The Flash, to be honest.
Yeah.
In two different fashions. You know, The Flash being the goofball, which he's supposed to be. Aquaman being completely out of comic book character. But I'm into it. Because I don't think Jason Momoa can do much wrong.
Well, here's the way I look at it. Everyone loves to make fun of Aquaman. Even in the comics, they make fun of Aquaman. So, all right, make fun of this.
Yeah. Well,
they gave him an overhaul. And I know there are people out there that probably didn't like it. I know personally at least one person that didn't. But I thought it was awesome.
I thought, and you know that we talked about this before, that... I thought that DC missed an opportunity to revamp him in Rebirth and give him a new look.
Yeah.
I'm not saying draw Jason Momoa in the comics. Give the guy a new outfit, man. It's 2017. Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know what I mean? He's got a slightly different outfit than he used to have back in the day, but he's still the same clean cut, blonde-haired dude.
Yeah.
They really had an opportunity to at least give him... He's had long hair in the past, you know what I'm saying? And they could have revamped him a little bit if they wanted to follow the cinematic universe. But, I mean, I get it. So I'm actually fine with it. But I think Jason Momoa didn't disappoint. It just gets to the thing I didn't like about these movies.
Not enough
of the six guys. Six characters. So.
Really?
Yeah, I thought we could have used more of everybody. But I'd be complaining if the movie was 3 hours. So
the movie did run at less than 2 hours, which was really unusual.
I mean, 159. Settle down.
I don't know. I thought the pace was really kind of... It worked well. I will say I wish that where they were fighting each other, I wish that lasted a little bit longer. But I get why it didn't. And then the fight at the end, that should have been longer. As awesome as it was... I feel like it would have been helpful if it was a little bit longer.
Yeah, but you know what? They've been taking shit because, you know, those end scenes take 40 minutes and everyone fucking cries about it.
Yeah.
Everyone, I mean, I think we included, complained about Suicide Squad, and I think we actually also complained about Wonder Woman.
Final scenes. I don't think
so. Being dragging on.
I think we did complain about Wonder Woman. I did definitely say that the final battle in Wonder Woman paled in comparison to her Paths of Glory moment earlier in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
No, that I think we
when I watched
about
it the second time around, it was... I didn't hate...
Ares
as much as I did before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, again, I feel like if I wanted to nitpick, I can nitpick all day. But I'm honestly not gonna.
Right.
That's how I feel about this movie. It's gonna take enough shit from everybody else, so I'm gonna go ahead and say that I guarantee I'll have this thing on digital, and I guarantee that I'll probably watch this movie more than Batman vs Superman or any other DC movie so far, and I've watched them all multiple times.
Anywho, did you do anything about not liking it?
You know, honestly, because the reviews were so bad, and because the more I've watched Batman vs Superman, the more I'm like, I like it, but I don't love it. I kind of went in going, if it doesn't suck, I'll be happy. And for all of the negativity, I was like, that was great. Mm-hmm. That was basically great from beginning to end. Whatever missteps there may or may not have been that I may or may not have missed, I don't care. Like, I enjoyed from start to finish everything about it. Even when it looked kind of super, there were moments that looked super video gamey, especially during the last battle. The way that the fights were animated, I'm like, man, it looks like they just pulled it right out of Injustice. But I didn't care enough to even, like, sit there and think about it, because I was like, I'm enjoying this movie way too much to give a shit.
Yeah.
It didn't have the grand scale epicness of the Avengers, but in a way it was just kind of like, these characters are grand scale on their own. They don't need to be introduced in that way. It could just be a movie and we can move on to the next thing. And
yeah, I don't see anything wrong with it. I think it was grand scale enough for
no, it was.
What we're looking for. Like I said, you don't have to pick a city up and drop it on itself every time there's a...
And they didn't have to, like, throw the biggest, baddest villain at you right away. They got a deep bench. I know people don't like to think they do, but they do.
Oh, they got a deeper bench than Marvel does.
Yeah. Brainiac's coming. Darkseid is coming. They're all coming sooner or later. So, yeah, Steppenwolf is he's perfectly fine.
And he can come back.
Yeah. Because
he didn't get killed.
No, he just got parademon.
What about anything we would do different?
I would have tried to render some of the CGI to make a little... There were some CGI moments, especially in the last battle, that were really animated in an awkward manner that kind of I felt... I feel like CGI maybe has taken like a weird step backwards in a way lately. Thor had it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder Woman had it. Trying to think of... Guardians had it. They're starting to look less realistic. And
yeah, it looks like The Matrix.
Yeah,
where you could you knew it was, and it was obvious. You know what I mean?
Like, I could go back and watch Lord of the Rings and go, man, that CGI is a little choppy. But the movie was 2001. Yeah. It's 20 years ago. I can't get mad at it. But I've seen what CGI can do, and I feel like, I don't know, did they, like, at the last minute, did they go, Zach, it was down to the last couple scenes of this box of Starburst, and we want the Starburst because, you know, Jim over in accounting likes it. Sorry.
I don't know.
It didn't ruin the movie for me. I'm just saying, if you're going to go all the way CGI, don't skimp on some parts. Just do it correctly all the way through. But again, maybe when I watch it on Blu-ray, I'll be like, oh, no, it looks fine.
I don't know. I don't know what problems were there. I don't know what problems you're talking about in Guardians. I don't know what you're talking about with Thor.
It's one of those things. I think people just notice it because everything is.
Oh.
I think people just notice it because there really is no 12-foot fucking demon wolf or a fucking 15-foot tall fucking Steppenwolf. These things are not real. You can't. I don't know.
It's.
I don't know how real you think it's gonna look, but
no. But like when they did the motion capture for the new Planet of the Apes movie, they look like apes. They didn't look like.
It's a little easier to create something that actually exists, though.
You can have a motion capture Steppenwolf. There's no reason.
I'm sure they did.
It doesn't look like. There were parts that did not look like it. It looked like it was animated in 3D Studio Max with just one of those weird slap-on skeletons. Not the entire movie. Not the entire movie, but there were parts. Like a moment here, I was like, ugh, the arm move a little weird. I'm like, did his elbow just spin around the way it's not supposed to? But I mean. Again, at the same time, these are heroic characters with otherworldly abilities. You can't expect them to obey the laws of physics. So, I mean, again, like, it wasn't like a thing where I was like, oh, ruin the movie for me. I was just like, eh, I would have tried to see if I could make it a little cleaner, but whatever, who cares? Still, at the end of the day, I'm here to see Superman punch people through a wall. So.
I don't know. I know people who won't even entertain the idea of watching a movie like this because it's just not realistic, period, because there's no such thing as a superhero. But it's like, yeah, well, guess what? All them fucking romantic comedies you fucking watch, that shit ain't real either.
I was going to say, I would argue that
those... Movies aren't made to be realistic. They're made to entertain. I don't care if it's fucking Batman punching somebody through a wall or if it's, you know, oh, Billy finally does love her. Like, no, it's all bullshit.
Oh, in real life, Billy has been stealing money from her for months. And, you know, she made out with his dad once. And it's just the whole family is feeling a little weird right now.
Can't pick and choose what you think is real and what's not. Sorry. Anywho, what about you? You going to change anything about it? I got really not much.
No, I actually, like
I said, I would have also
the only thing I would do, I would give more people screen time. I would have given Wonder Woman's butt more screen time, which they explicitly did, gratuitously, and I appreciate it.
I feel like there could have been a couple more members of the Bat family tossed in there, and I feel like there was a severe lack of Green Lantern characters involved.
You know, I think it's just going to go back to the, you're screwed either way.
Oh, yeah.
They're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. If they didn't make any mention of a Green Lantern, you'd have been like, what the fuck? And since they did a little, you're like, where's the rest of them? Where, you know, what's this? Who's that guy? Where's Batgirl? You know what I mean?
So oh, I know. I...
And believe me, I would love to see, like, a Batgirl, a Red Hood, a Nightwing. I mean, like, yeah, there's a considerable Bat family to apply to this. But if Ben does decide to make those other movies and we do start getting a little bit of this, spoiler alert, Deathstroke action, which would be superior.
Forgot about that.
Yeah. Which,
spoiler alert.
I mean, obviously, stay till the end of the movie. We almost didn't, but we did, and it's worth it. And to be honest, now, honest opinions, nobody really was in love with Lex Luthor.
I liked him.
In the first movie.
I really liked him.
Okay. I thought he was pretty good.
I didn't think he was bad. I get what everybody's saying, that he was...
Too young.
You know, and, you know, he's more the Riddler than Lex Luthor. Or was everyone calling him Lex Nigma or something? Or
I don't know.
Whatever. Anyway, the point being is in this movie, he gets a couple seconds of screen time, and I dig it. I think it's what those characters do. Again, those... non-powered characters ring lead the powerful ones.
Yeah.
You know, i.e. that's why Batman was always, you know, he brings this group of powered individuals together. All of the enemies do the same thing. You know, yeah, Lex isn't going to punch Superman in the face. He's going to find somebody that can, though. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
So, I think I think they finally gave themselves a good opportunity to expand. And they have some characters that no matter how much shit this movie takes, by the critics, that is, because, you know, user votes on IMDb show that it's tracking quite well. They have characters that are going to be liked and loved. I mean, obviously, Wonder Woman got a big thing. I think Aquaman, if he gets his own movie, is going to do well. And I think if Flash, Ezra Miller, gets his own movie, it's going to do very well, I think. So I think they have room to...
I think the only one that will have a tough time doing big numbers will be Cyborg, because his personality is kind of in the movie.
And to be honest, Cyborg in... I mean, he's got his own comic now in Rebirth. Meh. But he's always been part of a team. That's kind of been his shtick, I guess you can say.
Word.
So, I mean, I don't know. If he showed up in every single... he could be the DC's Black Widow. For all I care. Be in every movie. So I'm into it. So yeah, the only thing I'd do different, more screen time for everybody.
Yep.
That would equal too long of a movie, and I'd complain about that.
So, then find a way to segue to Animal Man and Swamp Thing, please.
It's a possibility.
I'm all about the Swamp Thing.
I would be fine if they did an Animal Man, Swamp Thing, like, team-up movie.
See, the problem is DC just... Man, they're just...
They pull back too easily.
They're walking such a line right now.
And get Doom Patrol involved somewhere.
You know, it's too hard for them to get anything that anybody likes. They're just, they're, you
Doom know. Doom Patrol could be their Guardians of the Galaxy.
I want
Doom Patrol. It's the fucking group that no one's ever heard of, and that movie would be awesome.
I think it'd be way weirder and better.
Oh, it'd be super weird. That's, I mean, I'd like it, but
I already love it, and I haven't seen it yet because it doesn't exist.
As long as I can play Danny.
You don't even have to show up.
Right, just voice acting.
You don't even voice act, you just put your name in the credits.
Right.
I'm Danny the Street.
All right. Let's number this and get the back to playing.
You guys go first. I think my number's higher than I think it was going to be.
I was going to hope you guys go first because
I'll go first. I'm going to give it a 9. Fuck it. There you go.
I like it. I think I am too.
Even for its minor imperfections here and there, which are very easy to gloss over. Jim Gordon's mustache to Batman trying to be funny to Aquaman being hilarious. That's
the thing I didn't like enough of. Not enough Jim Gordon.
That, yeah. God not damn enough it. Jim Gordon.
Too much Lois, not enough Gordon. God
I, damn it. I like Lois Lane.
I don't like her at all. We've already discussed this.
Amy Adams?
Yeah, I hate her. She's the worst.
She is
great. I don't know, man. Ugh.
She's like 90 years old. Not enough Diane Lane. I really like her.
Yes.
I think she's a great actress. I think she plays the mother role.
I thought it was kind of weak that they lost the farm when Superman died. Like, you think someone's not going to step up and help her out? Like,
come no, on. I...
It, that was kind of stupid, in my opinion. Pretty,
I actually, the whole, I think that left the whole opening for him and Bruce are now friends, and, you know.
I know.
Hey, man, how'd you pull some strings to do this?
He could have done it in the first place.
Maybe he wasn't paying attention. He's doing some other shit. He's not keeping tabs on Clark's mom.
He keeps tabs on the entire fucking city.
Yeah, I know, but they don't have, like, brother eye in this. You know what I mean?
You didn't have to write it. You could have said it.
You can say it for the rest of the class. You didn't show me.
I said, they're super pals.
That's why he didn't want to say it.
Yeah.
No, I just said it.
Yeah, seriously. Schlappity.
Man, so. I just don't know what to do here. I'm fucking confused.
Why? What are you going to give a 7?
I have no idea.
I didn't give it a real number yet. I'm with you. I'm waiting to see what you say so then I can adjust accordingly. I might give 9.1.
Because I remember like coming out of it, I was like, "Well, this kind of was like, and this was kind of like."
You were. I'm not gonna lie. You were fairly fucking nitpicky, and I actually expected it from this guy.
I was,
and I just pointed.
But at the same time, you can't deny how awesome the Flash was. You can't deny how some of the fight scenes were. You can't deny how well everything. And the more we talked about it, the more I was like, "Man, I think they did that on purpose for a reason." There, fuck it. I'll just give it a 9.2.
I'm gonna keep it united.
There was a minor possibility that it just happened to coincide with what was an otherwise shitty day at work. That, like, I got to that movie.
I needed this.
And I was like, man, I really needed that. That was the palate cleanser I fucking needed. The only thing that could have made it better was a 44-ounce milkshake and somebody in here to, like, let me take my pants off and so on and so forth and a back massage. But other than that, like, that was about what the doctor ordered. So...
Well, again, I think if you were going into this movie looking for shit to hate, you're going to find it. You go into this movie thinking for yourself and wanting to see something, you're going to like it. You know, and again, I'm giving it a 9, and that's not compared to other movies. So, yeah, maybe I gave Guardians of the Galaxy 8.5, but that's a separate thing. You know what I mean? So I'm not saying anything's better than anything else right now. This is, my 9 is based on DC to date, to be honest. And movies in general. In general, I like this movie, whether it was a hero movie or not, to be honest. It was pretty good. And it, you know, the problem DC has, I think, is they have too much story. You know, it's not all baloney like Marvel. And I know everyone loves Marvel and blah, blah, blah. But the only ones that really had storylines are the Marvel movies everybody hated anyways. You know what I mean? They have to be the goofy... silly ones, you know, with the exception of the actually only really heartfelt one lately was Ragnarok, really. There was a lot of deep shit in that one. And that was a great movie, though, so.
It's pretty good.
I don't know. That's my rant.
I like Justice League better.
Did you?
I did.
I think I like them equally for completely different ways, though.
I think part of it is because I like movie Thor, but I've tried to get into comic book Thor, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, I can't either. I like comics.
I literally have a stack of Thor comics right there.
I like hey, comic you Hulk do. Better, and I don't really get into either of those.
Comic Hulk?
Yeah.
Hulk?
Mm-hmm.
I actually, you know what? The more Hulk talked in the new Thor movie, the more I was kind of like, And I miss when he didn't talk at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I said he talked too much, you guys were jumped down my throat.
No, I'm...
Oh, it was funny.
I'm only defending the fact that he does. It was funny. Not the fact that he
And
did.
I think as Bruce Banner, Mark Ruffalo is about as good as it's going to get.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But if I'm just saying, if the going forward is going to be like goofy, like Homer Simpson Hulk, I don't know if I'm going to like that long term. Is what I'm kind of getting.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think it's going to though, because I think that was just long term Hulk. You know, when he gets stuck. So he
hopefully
should be going back. We'll see.
Uh oh, Scott's done. He's down for the count.
Yarp. All right. Well, I mean, we numbered it 5 minutes ago.
That's all right. That's how it normally happens.
I know. So, yeah, there you have it. That was Justice League. That was the movie roast. I am Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XForceNX. Brian, you can find at Pure Rock Fury. Mike, you can find at Review and Roast. You can find all of our stuff at ReviewandRoast.com, ComicRoast.com, or Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. Until next time, stay thirsty, my friends.
Bill.